Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This is Daily Pop, and we have so much gossip to discuss. We are talking about the star who loves being naked and why Halle Berry is defending her skills in the bedroom. Okay. Ooh. But first, Nikki Bella was just put on the spot about her ex, John Cena. So on the All Things Vanderpump podcast, Nikki was asked if she congratulated John on his wedding. Well, here's what she had to say.
I haven't, but yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't.
She didn't.
She's not going to. Are there rules? Am I supposed to? Should I send
She's
flowers?
She's not going to. You could just say now, John, I congratulate you on your wedding, and it's there documented.
Yeah. So, John, congratulations on your wedding. I'm very, very happy for you.
Okay, moving on.
That's what you get. I really don't think you have to congratulate an ex when they get married.
Don't you?
No, I mean, and if I do, I wait like a year later. I'm like, oh, we just realized that you got married.
Didn't you just say you texted an ex because he found out he was pregnant this morning?
Well, yes, but this is his, okay, he's pregnant with twins, but this is, I didn't congratulate on the first kid. This is the second round. And I'm like, oh, I just realized you have three kids. Congrats.
You know what's so interesting? I'm surprised that she didn't congratulate him on his wedding when he called her to congratulate her on having the baby. Isn't like your normal reflex to be like, oh my God, and congratulations to what's going on in your life too, John.
I also think that Justin, I think you have a point. I think also because of the fact that, you know, he was genuinely probably really happy for Nikki because she got everything that she wanted out of somebody that he would not give to her after so many years of her trying. So I think there's less resentment on his end probably. And for her, she's really happy. She has a new baby. She's with the man she's supposed to be with, but it's still, I'm sure, kind of triggers her and stings her a little bit when she's like, well, thanks, mother effer, but like, you didn't do shit. Like, I was with you for 6 years. You didn't do anything that you were supposed to do and said you would do. So,
yeah, I mean, right? I think that that's plenty, especially whenever they both, like, you know, moved on. It felt like it was very fast, even though their breakup seemed like a long time coming because they kind of accepted it. But they both moved on kind of fast. And I think whenever it happens kind of fast like that, it's too fresh. Like, you're like, nah, I'm not happy for you yet. Give me some time to, like, get over everything that I still kind of, like, hold against you. And then maybe I'll be happy for you.
Look, let me give you some advice.
But I still want you sad crying on the floor.
Let me give you some advice. Advice for somebody Carissa. Who's gone through something very similar. When I went through something like this, for me, saying congratulations to ex who had moved on or got married was kind of therapeutic because it kind of finalizes and it kind of closes that chapter in your life that relationship is not only over, but it's not coming back around for you again.
Right.
So then you can emotionally finally move on because no matter how happy you are in your new relationship, no matter how happy you seem to be on social, you're still holding a flame for that person. You still want that person to want you back.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a flame, but that for sure, 100%. You're like, I still expect that you're probably crying over me, right? It's been 12 years, but you're probably still upset about me.
Damn, you really want people to be obsessed with you,
listen,
don't you?
Carissa?
Oh, you just said the same thing. You said you still hold a flame over your exes.
No, you still want them to be like, how you doing? Are
exactly.
you up? Like, you know what I mean? It's not like crying on the floor. I just want to know that you think I'm hot.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, that's all I need. Yeah, think I'm hot. That's all. have you guys done that, though? Do you guys send texts to your ex when they have big moments?
Oh, God. No, because I don't think there's been any big moments yet. I do think that once you've been with somebody for over 4 years, it really becomes like it just sort of evolves into something more than just a romantic relationship. This is just a human being that you spent a lot of time with. You respect that point in your life that you had together. You do like them as a person, unless this person really did something to you to just wrong you and the damage is irrevocable. At some point, you just sort of fade into, I really do want this person to do well. I did invest a lot of time in this person, and I want us to be able to be cordial and nice. And I think that most people get there. And Justin, you got there. You were the bigger person in your last relationship. You were. You definitely had yours. There was some trauma there, and 100%. You picked up real quickly and kind of said your piece.
100%. But I never want people to be like, oh yeah, my ex is doing great. I want people to be like, damn, your ex is a mess, bitch. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm looking
for. But
Justin,
no. See the guy he's hanking out with.
Yes.
They
hate each other.
That makes you feel bad, though.
Not
you don't
me.
Want that.
You're just
no.
as bad as me. You try to act like he's got it all together. You are just the same as me,
but
Justin.
Let me tell you something. The universe has put me in some uncomfortable situations where I'm not only running into my ex, I'm running into my ex and his new boo.
Right.
So that's a little bit more difficult.
Small.
West Hollywood is really small, but I truly am. I am more like you, as much as I like to say no. I am more of a, I'm happy that you're happy.
Yeah.
Even that's though it's good. Not as happy as you were with me, but I
mean, that's, you know, just details. All right, The Undoing's breakout star, Matilda De Angelis, says that she found it liberating to appear completely nude on the HBO show. She told Interview Magazine, quote, whether it's my eyes or my mouth or my boobs or my vagina, my body is just another tool to express myself. So first off, I have to ask if you're Nicole Kidman, and there's the scene where you're looking up at her. Where do you look? I mean, Nicole looks like she's got the eyes, but...
I mean, first of all, I can't believe you haven't seen this. I mean, also, Justin, don't you feel like this quote coming from this actress just feels so fitting? Like, when you watch the show, you can tell she's extremely free with herself. She's extremely sexy and attractive. Like, it just makes sense she said that, right?
She's Italian. She's Italian. Europeans think about nudity different than us. Yes.
Different. But also, doesn't she kind of random back look like J-Law a little bit? Like a little bit.
A little bit.
Okay. A little bit. She does kind of. I think she's looking at her face, Carissa.
It's so crazy to think about how Americans...
I love when you come back around and I forget the question I asked. I'm like, I don't even know what I asked you.
Americans just think about nudity differently. Like, I feel like we were taught to shame our bodies. We were taught to hide our bodies. And I think when you're a European person or an actor, you kind of sort of have this different vibe about it. And there's this confidence that people from Europe have in their bodies. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, for two women to look at each other naked in the locker room is probably not a big deal in Europe. But we walk around, you know, saunas and you know, spas with three towels on, like, trying to cover everything. Meanwhile, they're walking out there full bush and all.
Have you been to a Korean spa?
Yes.
Out here, they do full nude. You walk around. It is a liberating experience, but it's also because, like, everyone else in the spa is naked. And so it's like, if you're the only naked one, that to me is like a little like, okay, everybody's looking at me and I'm naked. But if you're one of 50 women walking around naked in the spa, you're like, okay, well. You
feels
know?
Great.
Yeah.
Feel great.
And they,
this is good. They really scrub you down. They really scrub you down there. So that's also like, it's a very
nice.
Open.
Skin's like better afterwards. Yeah. You guys. If you guys have one in your town, you really need to check it out.
Okay. Yeah.
Kourtney Kardashian just shared a cryptic message on her Instagram story that has people thinking it might be about Scott Disick. So the quote says, sometimes the universe will send an ex back into your life just to see if you are still a stupid hoe. Mm. Okay, so we've talked about Kourtney and Scott a million times, but let me ask you this. If you were 40 and single, at what point do you start to question... maybe it's me.
Damn.
How did you do that in your 40s?
We're coming out with that question.
I know. I did not know that was my question either. Sorry about that.
By the way, okay.
A little, really shady of a question. So the question, let's change the question. I don't like that question.
I actually like the question.
I actually really
like the question. You don't have to answer the question because you're not 40 and single, but I'm
but
knocking
even
on 40
but why would
and single.
You say, but that's so
you
shitty.
Are not
you could be 40
knocking.
And single and say, maybe it's me. Like, no, it could be you or maybe it's just, you know.
You have different priorities. Maybe you don't want that. Happens, right?
I think a lot of people in their lives question whether or not it's them, but I don't think it happens in your 40s. I think it happens in your 30s. Like, if you're 30 and you've not been married or you've not had kids and that was your goal, you start to think to yourself, what am I doing wrong? I think in your 40s, you lost yourself in your 20s, you find yourself in your 30s, and you start living for yourself in your 40s. Mm. I think that whole thing goes out the window. Oh.
That was the first three chapters of your next book. That was so just liberating and on the nose.
Screw both of you.
But how do we get there now? I want to live for myself now.
You do. Now you live for yourself. I honestly think that, just going back to that question, I don't think that's fitting for Kourtney Kardashian. I did say the other day when we talked about her and Edgar Ramirez, I'm so over it. Scott dating these young girls and doing his thing, and Kourtney always seeming like the one that's like, Scott will go back if she wants, but she's not interested. Like, I'm just kind of over the saga. Kourtney is a hot, attractive, successful woman. She's got her shit together. She looks incredible. Like, I want to see her with someone else now. I want her to be with, like, a man that, like, takes care of her.
Do you think she was talking about Scott? I mean, I know Khloé loves her cryptic message. Do you think that she was saying that, like, do you think something happened between her and Scott in the sense of, like, she experimented there a little bit?
I don't think that Scott ever leaves. I think he's so ingrained in the family now. I don't think anybody looks at Scott the way we do, like, in that family. Like, he's just the father of her children, her ex. Like, he's just almost like not a brother, but a brother to everybody. Like, I don't think everyone's...
It's a little hard to move on when your ex is that involved in your life still.
No, I
but
think
don't you
it's
think for Kourtney?
Easier.
I agree. And also, she's seen him with so many other women. At some point, you start to distance a little bit romantically from that person. Like, it's not like at some point, you just kind of get used to him sleeping with other people, and you're not really down to go back there.
No, and you invite them to the Christmas party, and it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
I think for her, though, and I think a lot of women have this viewpoint, and I hope it becomes stronger. When you are in your 40s, and I have a lot of friends who are there who are single mothers, sometimes you don't want to date somebody. Sometimes you don't want to have to introduce your kids to, you know, a new dude. So, yeah, you might have the young, you know, Eunice on the side who comes over every now and then, maybe comes on a family vacay. But for a woman like that, and a woman who prides herself on being a mom and a great mom, and I'm not saying dating somebody makes you a bad mom. I'm just saying her priorities are, let me get through this awkward stage of life with all my three kids, and when they're older and they can understand, then I'll try to find somebody for myself, because right now I have to focus on them.
Yeah.
And that's not bad.
Yeah.
Just means you're focusing on your kids.
That's kind of a great way to live, right? Like, it's like, I don't need you, but you know what? If you want to, like, make my weekends more fun, let's
Thank
do it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You said it perfectly.
That's all you want.
All right, we've got so much show ahead. Up next, we have Hoda Kotb. She's going to be joining us live and talking big holiday plans, plus Keke Palmer shares something very personal. And the A-lister busted in handcuffs. Can you guess who just got arrested? Uh-oh, the reveal right after the break.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Okay, before the break, we asked if you could ID the A-lister who got arrested. Here's the picture again. What are your guesses? That hair is
got to
be a wig.
Exactly who it is.
You know exactly who it is?
Exactly who it is.
Okay, Morgan, what do you think?
I couldn't even, if you gave me $2,000, I would not be able to guess.
I have no idea. Nobody has hair like that. That's got to be a wig, so that really is throwing me off. Who's it?
Jennifer Lawrence. On the set of her new movie with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh.
Look at her. She's going for that Oscar with that hair, honey. Ooh, she is trying to win Best Dramatic Actress.
You're exactly right. The movie's called Don't Look Up, and now I'm very excited about it.
I love that we both tried to play that off, and you were like, it's of course. Da-da-da-da-da.
Those bangs are unfortunate. Okay, does Selena Gomez have a new man? She recently sparked romance rumors with Miami Heat player Jimmy Butler after they were seen having dinner together. A source confirms to us that Selena has been on a few dates with Jimmy and thinks he's a great guy. But we're told it's very casual and that Selena is single. She's just recently been more open to dating. This cracked me up this morning because I don't know a lot of NBA players, but my husband's from Miami, so he's a big Miami Heat fan, and Jimmy Butler is the one player that he's taught Chase to love. So every time Miami's on the screen, he goes, "Go, Jimmy, go! Go, Jimmy, go!" So I was like, "Oh, Jimmy Butler! Here I actually know who that one is."
Thank you to your two-year-old son.
Yeah, exactly. But they, I don't know much about Jimmy, but I'm happy to hear Selena is dating.
Yeah.
And I think this is great for her. Basketball player, that's fun.
I think this is great for her. I think she is a serial monogamous. I think she likes to be in a long-term relationship. But every now and then, when monogamous relationship after monogamous relationship doesn't work for us, we need to date that one dude who's too hot, too young, and like too on like, you know, the radar right now that he's never gonna want to settle down.
Yeah.
You just gotta have some fun, but you gotta keep it in your mind that this is only a fleeting moment.
Aww.
But don't you feel like she's not going to be the one?
She's also kind of, I don't see them together that much, but I agree with you. But I think that she's probably ready for her next. I mean, who knows? I mean, I say that and it's so ridiculous. And then I just envision these stars like watching us talk about them and they're like, "You guys are so wrong." But I do think she's probably ready for her next sort of serious relationship. She's had her fun. She's had her late nights, I would imagine.
Yeah. She's very good at keeping her romance life pretty private.
Date an NBA player, they said. It'll work out, they said. It always works out.
I know, but I think this is good for Selena. Mix it up. Get away from the musicians, you know. Have a basketball player in your repertoire.
I like that for her.
All right, up next, you guys, who is saying Halle Berry is bad in bed? And why are they saying that? How she is firing back. Don't go anywhere.
Woo! How can you even say that about Halle? Fine word.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
It is time for Pop of Love. Halle Berry is shutting down rumors that she is bad in the bedroom. The nasty rumors started when Lisa Rae McCoy made the claim on the Cocktails with Queens podcast. Wow. I don't know why she would say that. Halle shot back, tweeting directly at Lisa. Ask my man, Van Hunt. He'll tell you all y'all need to know.
100% I would have done this if I was Halle.
Yes.
Okay? Don't come for my sheet cred. Do not come for my sheet cred.
Don't come for my sheet cred.
And you know, Halle Berry is a single woman-ish. Yeah. She's with her man, Van, but she's always kind of sort of in and out of relationships. The first thing they're going to Google about Halle Berry, and that's going to come up, that she's bad in bed? No, boo.
And what a weird thing to say about another woman. I mean, just like, how do you know?
But I heard the same thing, too.
Oh! Nope! Justin!
Justin, don't throw those coals on that fire. That's insane. You cannot do that to Halle Berry. She's Halle Berry.
She's Halle Berry. She walks out of the water exuding sexiness. I mean, it's impossible.
But
she just has to look at a guy.
But sometimes the hottest people think that this is it. Like, this is all you need. Like, they don't have to give you that extra nastiness
Justin. In
the bedroom. Because I'm telling you, it's happened to me. Well, I'm like, oh, this is fine. This is great.
Great.
Like, you should just accept this.
And then they're like, just laying there saying, look at me.
Okay.
100%.
Just look at me.
Wow.
This should be enough for you. But I don't believe this. I think she is beyond sexy. She's got a sex appeal. She talked about giving herself an orgasm at, like, what, 11? So I think she's...
Jesus, that's... Okay.
I don't know
that's really,
sex appeal.
That's not sex appeal.
She's been sexually interested in a long time. She's open to talking about it. I mean, if you're someone who's willing to talk about it and you're, like, comfortable with yourself like that, you're not bad in bed.
Let me ask you a question.
It's the people that are uncomfortable.
But let me ask you a question.
Not feeling sexy.
Really think about it.
Morgan Chris Stewart, is like, I'm good. I'm honest. Good in bed. What?
Be honest, Morgan Stewart. Be completely honest.
Are you good in the
Haven't
bedroom?
Haven't you ever been with a guy or had a friend who had been with a guy? I'm going to make it easier for some of y'all out there. been with a friend who has been with a guy, and you look at the guy, he's not really that successful, he's not really that cute, but the sex is so good.
Yeah.
Usually because that person has to overcompensate broke and not as cute.
He has to try. Thank God I didn't have to settle for broke or bad in bed. Thank God it worked out. Like, thank God.
But
Jesus.
By the way, if you look at photos of, like, your man, like, not that they're both cute, but if you look at photos of a dude when he was 16 or 17 coming into his own and he wasn't cute, that tells you that the sex is going to be good because he had to learn how to do it back then because he wasn't that hot.
That's sick.
Justin, who told you that Halle Berry was bad in bed? I want to know how you heard that.
Yeah, I do too.
Is she going to direct tweet us? Because I didn't say that.
I'm just saying I heard it, okay? Maybe from Lisa Ray McCoy, but I heard it.
Wow. I don't understand where this information goes around, but
Halle Berry,
ma'am. Maybe Halle's man just needs to set the record straight.
No, what she should have did was she should have posted a photo of him with a cigarette in his mouth after in bed just smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, maybe that's the post. He's like, we're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
We Gucci.
Okay. Coming up, Keke Palmer gets personal about PDA and her love life and how Britney Spears is making her birthday extra special with her man, Sam. Stick around.
You know, broke D is the best D and ugly D is the best D, too.
Hello and welcome to Daily Pop. It is time for the Hollywood Minute, where we give you the big headlines of the day in a whopping 60 seconds. We got this. Start the clock. Two Big Brother All-Stars contestants are now a couple. Memphis Garrett and Christmas Abbott confirm exclusively to E! That they are dating. Now, both say they were not looking for a relationship, but love just found them. Very sweet. Okay, now on to the Oscars. The show must go on. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences say the Oscars will be an in-person telecast. Now, it was pushed back to April 25th because the pandemic, obviously. It'll be interesting to see where we are with COVID at that point and if they're going to be able to live up to that statement. But fingers crossed, I really hope so. And Elliot Page, formerly known as Ellen Page, has come out as transgender. Elliot posted the announcement on social media. He says he is joyful, but also scared, and that he's inspired by the courage of those who came before him. Happy for him. Justin, now you posted about this yesterday. Why is this so important to you?
You know, I'm just excited that we have an A-list actor who is going out there and talking about this. And the more eyes and the more hearts and the more ears that this message of acceptance and this is real and life happens and it continues that can get out to the world, the better.
Yeah.
Because then it becomes normalized.
Yeah, I agree. Very cool. Very
welcome
happy
to the fam,
him.
Elliot.
Yes.
So excited.
All right. Britney Spears is feeling the birthday love on Instagram. She wished herself a happy birthday with a couple of pictures showing herself cuddled up to her man, Sam Asghari. Now, Brit turns 39 today, and Justin is celebrating by breaking down all the reasons why we love her.
Just listen.
In 1998, Britney Spears schooled us all in the art of making an entrance with her debut single. Now, 22 years later...
I know, I'm so old! Jesus!
Brit is a full-blown pop legend, and we must break down all the reasons why we're obsessed with her.
Are you for real?
For starters, the girl is a trendsetter. Have you seen her Instagram fashion shows? I can watch that all day! Plus, not everyone can pull off matching denim on denim with their boo thing. Can you say Canadian tuxedos?
I'm here to support.
Miss Spears is also a risk-taker.
Why did I do that?
Because that looked hot. That VMA snake performance will go down in history as one of the greatest of all times. Although, that kiss with Madonna comes in at a close second. Don't tell Christina. I'm also weirdly fascinated with her obsession with tiny furniture.
One, two, three.
Try to do my thing, try and be me.
And last, but certainly not least, Brit keeps it real. But you can still treat yourself. You got millions.
It's Britney, bitch.
Sunglasses. Happy birthday, Britney. We love you. Okay, it has been a year, and I think we can all agree. We're okay with saying goodbye to 2020. We're
I
all
hope
on the same
I
page.
Never see that bitch in the street again. Ever.
I like it. But you know what, Keke, though? She's saving us.
Oh, my. Keke Palmer is saving us because she actually has a different outlook on the whole thing. Listen to what she told me. I already know what the answer is going to be, but I already know that the Palmers turn up. What is that holiday tradition at your house like?
So the holiday tradition at my house is amazing because my dad is always going up with the food. He is an amazing cook. The vibes are filled with love, laughter. We already try to get started on the Christmas festivities. I mean, sometimes we start putting the tree up right then and there on, at the end of Thanksgiving.
You have said that this has been the best year of our lives. I need you to explain that.
It gets to a point where you have to really try to, you know, redirect the way you're looking at stuff because you can fall down a rabbit hole real fast.
Yes.
And so I've just learned for me, you know, in order to really fight the mental health, you know, dive that many of us are taking during this pandemic, you have to try to find a way to look at, you know, what was good about it. Okay, I'm still standing. Such an influx of negativity from everywhere. We got to balance it out with the love in our lives.
Well, girl, speaking of social media and love, you posted a little picture on Twitter of you kissing a fine-ass white man. Who was this man? Sorry to this man. I want to know this man.
You know, it's so funny that that tweet was for something so much more that I wanted to bring a discussion about, which is the anxiety that sometimes we take with us, you know, in situations that's not needed or not necessary. And it was just a video that I found on my phone, you know. Hey, that's all I can say.
Who is that man?
I guess we'll never know, love.
It's that time of year again. Time to ask yourself questions like, how am I supposed to pay for all of this?
You know, I took this time to get my life in order, and I think a lot of people are doing the same thing. Where the hell were you 3 months ago when I was trying to get my money in order? Because apparently you have now teamed up with a firm to help people get their cash right. Tell me about that.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to team up with a firm because first of all, adulting is so hard. Reading the fine print, knowing what you're getting yourself into when, I mean, I don't remember them teaching me about none of this stuff in school, but
exactly.
At the end of the day, I need to build my credit. I need a credit card. Christmas is coming up. You know, we got things to do and bills to pay.
You were a star at a young age.
Fanciful. F-A-N-C-I-F-U-L.
You had money coming in and out, and you were set. But did you ever find that you got yourself in a little bit of debt or a little bit of financial trouble?
Yes, I want people to know that, you know, that too, when it comes to this thing, you know, especially with the entertainment job, it's very up and down. And this is what used to make me, it caused a lot of my anxiety early on. And I found myself in debt plenty of times where I was like, oh my gosh, you know, what am I gonna do? You know, and I found my way out of it.
Well, let's get back to the money because I heard y'all are giving away $1 million.
Honey, $10,000 to 100 people. And the contest is so cool and fun because like I said, it's first of all, it's something that's fun, reading fine print, and you get to make it your own.
Your total minimum payment is calculated as follows.
So if you want to read the fine print in a poetry form, if you want to do a comedy sketch piece with it,
oh,
if
I
you
want to
sing it, whatever you want to do.
Polycystic acne. It's a type of
Kiki,
acne.
Kiki always keeps it real. She also just opened up about her struggle with acne. Turns out she suffers from polycystic ovarian syndrome, and acne is a side effect. Aw. But I like, though, that she shared this. I mean, there's so many people that are facing these kind of things, and it's like there's like this, I don't know, this weird expectation that
people are perfect.
The people are perfect.
Yeah.
And nobody's perfect. And acne goes into your adulthood all the time. And I think, you know, the more that people talk about it and the more that people talk about their imperfections, especially someone famous and successful. And I loved her message with that, how she said, yeah, I've had acne and it ain't slowed me down one bit. And
100%.
It's like, exactly right. That's the attitude you need to have. This is not something that's going to hinder you. Just, you know, move forward.
I normally don't like when celebrities share their vulnerabilities or their imperfections. Like, I like to still think that Tom Cruise lives a perfect life and that Gwyneth Paltrow has never brought anything off of a clearance rack or that everything in, like, her refrigerator is organic. I just like to live my life like that. But when it comes to something that women and men face a lot, mm-hmm. you know, you just had Olivia Coppo talk about having issues with endometriosis or, you know, having other people talk about not being able to snap back from baby, I think it may makes women feel seen and heard. Did you guys read that article that Meghan Markle wrote the other day about how
Chris and I are both like, we're going to.
How she had a miscarriage.
Well, I didn't read her article, but I read like a story about the article.
Like, I just think it's one of those things that people never talk about, and we feel like some type of shame about having it, and we try to cover it up or pretend like we're fine. But it's okay to say, yo, I'm not fine. And when celebrities say, yo, I'm not fine all the time, it just makes me feel seen. Not that I'm going to have a miscarriage or anything, but like it just makes me feel like my friends are seen.
No, I think I also think that that's sort of the trend now. I think your vulnerabilities are accepted and people need to be reminded because we do all fall into the trap. I mean, I see a photo of Kylie Jenner or anybody. I'm like, she's perfect looking. I don't even think about what they may have done to the photo. Like, we're programmed to look at something and be like, wow, she looks great. Like, how does she even look like that? And we know there's so many tools to help. So 100%. When people do expose their vulnerabilities, it's almost an obligation, I think, as a celebrity. Like, you kind of have to be open about not being perfect, or you risk the, like, you run the risk of people really not connecting with you.
But in 2018, they kind of took it too far. It was like one person would say, I have anxiety. And then 35,000 people would be like, I have anxiety too.
You
I
can't.
Have anxiety too. I'm a lesbian. I'm bi. Oh, I kissed a girl. And now I'm like, it's like, listen, if it's not your struggle, don't make it your struggle. Because I think a lot of celebrities do jump on bandwagons just to get that PR and just to be in the spotlight.
Yeah.
And to me, excuse my language, that's shitty.
It just goes back to authenticity. And I do believe, though, that Kiki is very authentic. And she did it. She shared it for the right reasons and to motivate people to not let anything hold you back from pursuing your dreams, which is what it's all about.
Amen.
Yep. All right, you guys, still ahead. Would you want to work for the queen? The new job opening that we'll be discussing. Plus, the breakout star jumping into J-Lo's shoes and what Jennifer really thinks about that. It's next. Welcome back to Daily Pop. Let's get into a round of Would You Do It? All right, first up, Queen Elizabeth is hiring a new personal assistant. Job requirements include superb interpersonal and communication skills, good judgment, sensitivity, and a willingness to help others. Okay. No.
Yes.
Yes.
First of all, Gam Gam ain't going anywhere anytime soon. She does not want to see Charles on that throne. So that is job security. The second thing is Gam Gam's at that age where elders start saying shit about everything. So you know she's just going to be saying everything about Meghan and Megxit. So I would do it. I would take the pay cut. It would be fine.
I don't know. I think working for the queen sounds very stressful. It'd be a lot of, like, wanting to do things and trying to present ideas and her shutting you down all the time.
I don't think there's any ideas. I think they're going with, like, tradition and the flow and, like, Gam's going to bed at 7.
I need some creativity. No. I need some, like, freshness in my life.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
Yeah. I think that that takes a very specific person to kind of stay in line because there's also so much protocol. It's not like she gets to have like a casual conversation. Like that guard is never let down. She is asked to do tasks or he, and they better execute. You know, it's like if you watch The Crown, it's like Martin. We love Martin. Martin. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Okay, now for some wedding drama. Would you kick out a bridesmaid over a dress?
Yes.
A bride-to-be posted on Reddit that she uninvited her maid of honor after she refused to wear her bridesmaid's dress. Apparently, the maid of honor did not like the dress that the bride had chosen and paid for, so she got a different one. Oh,
this
crap.
Is a jealous bitch. Jealous bitch.
After a bridesmaid, as a bridesmaid, do you have to wear whatever the bride wants? Yes!
Yes! Yeah, thank you, Carissa. I was waiting for you to join me on this. There is no, and Justin, you can't go left either. We all agree. It is a firm. It is unanimous. You wear. It is not your day. Whatever the bride puts you in, if she wants to put you in a flamingo costume, okay, and have everyone be a different animal, you effing do it. That's it.
You do it. And the fact that she paid for your dress, I mean, that's rare. Usually you have to buy the ugly dress yourself and still wear it.
Mm-mm. By the way, she should have known that her maid of honor was going to give her trouble. You've been knowing this person for how long? If this is your best friend,
you already know
that Tanya is going to try to show up and show out. So you just got to be like, look, I know you're not going to like this dress, so let me give you 3 choices so you feel like you've had a say in it.
You know what, though? That's the kind of friend that you were kind of looking for a reason to not have them be the maid of honor, but you you ask them to be the maid of honor because you knew you would hear about it till the end of time if you didn't ask them. So you thought, I'll ask you. This dress situation is going to come up. I'm going to pick an ugly dress. Then, this is like a manipulation thing, I think, the bride did to get the maid of honor out of the wedding.
But how many bridesmaids did you have?
I had six.
How many bridesmaids did you have?
I don't even remember, but there was one that was, I did not have nine. I did not have nine.
I just think it's one of those numbers games where, like, when you go to look at a bridesmaid's dress, you see a dress and you're like, oh my God, I love this, but I know that Mindy is not gonna like this one. And I know that Sarah's gonna say her arms are too big for this one. So you know your bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Cut the crap. It's not 2006 anymore. Everyone doesn't have to match. Here's the color swatch, here's the length. Pick what you want.
That's what I did. I picked the color and they all picked the right, the style that they liked.
That's collaborative of you, Carissa. I like that. I put them all in the same thing.
All right, up next, you guys, everything you need to know about the new Selena series and how Jennifer Lopez feels about it. We'll be right back.
By the way, you know she had final approval on every dress.
I had Sam.
A new series about the late singer Selena is about to drop on Netflix. Erin Lim caught up with the star taking on the iconic role. And get this, you guys, Jennifer Lopez has already given her her blessing.
Playing Selena was kind of a landmark moment in my career. And I was so excited when I saw the trailer and heard about it. It's such a big part of my life. I can't wait to see it.
Jennifer Lopez rocked theaters as Tejano singer Selena back in 1997. And now a new star is taking over.
It is so good to talk to you. I just have to ask you, as a Latina yourself, what does Selena mean to you?
I grew up admiring and listening to Selena, and you know, she's an icon.
Serato stars in Selena the series this Friday on Netflix.
And I'm excited for new fans.
Listen, Selena is my icon. If you see that portrait right there, I have her right there at all times.
25 years after her shocking murder, Selena's legacy lives on.
Having the family involved has just been so amazing because it gives us this incredible insight into her life before she was the star that we know her to be now.
How did you prepare for the role?
I just did a very deep dive on all things Selena. I tried to find as many photos as I could. She's from a very specific region in South Texas, and I wanted to perfect that as much as I could. I worked with a vocal coach, even though it is Selena singing. I just wanted to understand how she sang and moved her mouth and her stage presence. We had an incredible choreographer.
This show, it gives me chills so many times. I've cried, like it's so exciting.
I'm just really happy to be telling this story again.
Okay. Oh my gosh, I'm really excited about this, but I have to ask, does the new show, is it going to live up to J-Lo's version?
Yes.
Ooh. Those are some hard shoes to fill. That movie was incredible. I mean, I think it'll definitely be a contender. I gotta see it first before I give my opinion on that. It's a lot.
I will say, look, J-Lo's version of Selena was amazing. It was groundbreaking. But when you look at somebody's life in a movie, you think to yourself, can they really sum up Selena, her journey, her struggles in 2 hours?
Yeah.
So for me, it's not going to be competition. It's just going to be expanding what we already know and giving us a bigger education and a broader education. Now, I just want to put it out there for these fans. This is actually fiction. Selena is not alive. So if you're having a crown moment where you need to know that, she's not alive. This is not a documentary.
But I think that they're taking the details of Selena's life very seriously for this, because, I mean, that's like someone you don't want to mess up, right? Like, she's just so loved, she's so legendary, that you want to make sure you're, like, representing
pretty
good.
It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure. But I think that this is, I mean, based on, like, what we've seen, she's clearly done a good job. I'm definitely going to watch it. I'm excited. I mean, bring on all the content right now. Anything you got.
I just want to hear the songs. I mean, those songs never get old. We were singing them all morning.
Right?
So good.
And you know who we've never seen a photo of? The person playing Yolanda. So they better make the person who's going to play Yolanda amazing.
Oh my gosh.
All right, Yolanda. You guys,
after the break, the holiday candy controversy that has got people all kinds of upset. Oh my goodness. We will discuss this terrible, horrible conversation when we return. I didn't want to.
I was not okay with it.
Okay, welcome back to Daily Pop. As I mentioned, we were planning to talk to Hoda Kotb this morning. Unfortunately, there were some technical issues, but don't worry. You can check her out tonight. Hoda is co-hosting the Christmas Spectacular starring the Radio City Rockettes at Home Holiday Special tonight at 10 p.m. at 10 p.m. on NBC right after Christmas and Rockefeller Center.
Oh,
excited for that. Getting into the spirit this year.
Mm-hmm. I hope they got that tree fixed.
All right. Well, yeah, I know. Can't wait to see what it looks like now. Staying with the holiday. So Hershey's just updated its classic Holiday Kisses commercial, and the internet not taking it so well. After 31 years of tradition, the ad has a new ending. Watch.
What was the original ending?
I know. I just realized, like, I've seen this commercial probably 80 times, and it never even struck me that this is a change. But originally, the little girl did not take the candy out at the in the original.
And the last bell did.
Yeah. The, like, ring.
By the way, oh, I'm more upset at the fact that they put it in HD. Like, I like the old school. That one right here was my jam. Yeah. It's like, please don't change the Cadbury Bunny audition one either. Like, I live for these moments, and I want to share these moments with Morgan's kids.
Yeah,
because I don't have any.
I don't know, but here people are really, really upset about this. So Hershey's actually said they're sorry. People are disappointed.
Oh my God!
But they're not pulling the ad. I mean, I just, you guys, there's a lot of things to get upset about over 2020. This is not one of them.
This is not one of them.
I mean, I know we have a lot of nostalgic feelings right now when we want, like, a sense of normalcy, and maybe change is really hard right now because a lot of changes has happened, but let's just let this one go.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Can I be honest with you?
Oh, God.
Companies do things like this, and they do research on how much the backlash can help or hurt. And when they change things like this, they think about those things. And when one person tweets out something like that, they make it a thing for the PR.
Yeah.
What Hershey's is going to end up doing is the day before Christmas or the week before Christmas, they're going to say, we heard the noise. We've heard your complaints. We have decided to run the original commercial for those of you who were upset. So they're going to have 2 days of press about a commercial that came out 31 years ago, two days before I was born, okay?
Oh, my goodness. Well, anywho's, I do have to ask you guys, do you feel the pressure to make the holidays extra special this year? So a mom with young kids posed that question online. On one hand, she wants to make Christmas magical and over the top to make up for 2020. But at the same time, she's exhausted from this year. I 100% relate to this. Mother, what's your guys' approach? Are you guys going to go bigger this year, even though it's going to be smaller gatherings?
You know, I just need to get some furniture in my house on Friday, and then I'm going to focus on, that's really my main goal, just getting a couch in here, and then I can start. I think it's going to be like a two-stop. It's going to be like couch and then tree. Once I get a couch, I'll be able to focus on decorations.
I'm a little bit excited because every year we've done Christmas Santa at my mom's house. This will be the first time I'm doing it myself.
Good,
so we're
you.
Starting like our own family traditions this year.
Good,
so I'm excited, but also nervous because, yes, I'm exhausted and I don't really know what I'm doing.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. You know, I didn't really celebrate my birthday. I didn't really celebrate. I'm not going to really celebrate Christmas. I'm not going to celebrate New Year's Eve. But I'm telling you right now, when that vaccine comes out and we are able
spring
to
break.
Party, honey.
It's going
to
be lit.
Spring break is going to be so lit. I am pre-warning everybody right now. I have never been that girl who needed a ride home or needed to be put in her bed. Bitch, I am turning in every coupon that I've ever collected. That's when I'm going to let it all out.
Jess is going on a month-long vacation in 2021.
Oh, and it's going to end at Betty Ford. I'm going to have to literally go and detox. That's what I'm doing. I'm just saving up all those moments and all that resentment to let it all out in April.
I'm with you. All right, well, that's it for today, you guys. You don't want to miss tomorrow's show. We are talking with the one and only Jennifer Lopez. See you tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Bye.